Well, I think soils are, you know, they're vital to life in so many ways, because certainly they're absolutely critical in producing food. And as the population of the world grows significantly over the next few decades, it's about 7 billion now, and it's projected to grow up to 9, 10 billion by 2050. We have to ensure that we have soils that are productive, that will produce the necessary food that we need. And while in many cases people that are using soil to produce food are very fine stewards of the soil and protect the soil through various cultural practices such as no-tillage agriculture, in many cases we're not doing enough to protect soils in terms of loss. And so this is an issue that's very important, because as you mentioned, we're having more loss of soil both to water erosion and also wind erosion, both of which are being exacerbated by climate change, than we're actually producing. And so with food pressures, population pressures, it's never been more important to really protect this absolutely vital resource that we have.
And how much viable soil is there left in the world?
Well, in the United States, I think we still have significant amounts of you know, very productive soil. Obviously, in the Middle Atlantic region, even though our soils are very sandy along the coastal plain area, they still can be quite productive with good management practices. In the Midwest, of course, there are still excellent soils. These are some of our most productive soils because they're higher in organic matter. But again, development is taking a lot of these very best soils. In the western part of the United States, as you probably know, we have a lot of deficiencies of water, a lot of drought issues, and many of those soils are much more saline. They're more basic soils that have high pHs that often are not suitable for crop production.
What are farmers in Delaware able to do to keep soils productive?
For many years, Delaware has been one of the leaders in using some of these cultural practices like no-tillage agriculture, which have been really instrumental in helping to minimize loss of soil due to erosion. So I think overall as a state, we've done a very good job of preserving soil. However, the population of the state is growing. We're having more and more development, and so once again, we're taking a lot of soils out of production. However, we've had a very effective land preservation policy that's helping to keep a lot of the soils and a lot of the land out of development.
Right, and I'm also wondering, Delaware is also the lowest lying state in the country. So, and sea levels along the coast, you know, are continuing to rise. And there have been stories in the past few years about saltwater intrusion. How does that, you know, interact with, you know, the research that you do?
Yeah, in fact, that's a very good question, because actually my group is, we're involved right now with a project where we're looking at impacts of sea level rise on a cycling of contaminants, because there are a lot of legacy sites, particularly along the coast, along water bodies, where there are contaminants such as metals and organic materials. And we really don't understand how increasing sea level rise, flooding, will impact the cycling of these. And as you mentioned, there are regions along the coastal areas where there's already been some saltwater intrusion, and farmers have noticed some damage to crops. And so if the predictions are correct, which all the science points to that, these problems will continue to probably worsen over the next few decades.